new 40 and 50 mile an hour speed limits for busy roads. A new 40 mile and 50 mile speed limit will be put in place on a busy route which connects Oxford to Reading. The speed limits will be added to the A4074 dual carriageway between Hayford Hill Roundabout and Caversham, which passes through Newnham Courtney, Beaconsfield, Wallingford and Woodcote. They will also be added to some neighbourhood roads, including 40 mile an hour limit on parts of the Eastern and Southern Bypass and 50 miles an hour on the A4130 Wallingford Bypass. Most of the stretches of road are currently set at the national speed limit, which is 70 miles an hour for dual carriageways and 60 on single carriageway. The decision was approved by Councillor Andrew Gant, Cabinet Member for Transport Management, at a meeting on Thursday, October the 9th. Maple Durham Parish Council said that they supported the proposal and that Chazy Heath residents have been calling for such reduction for many years. Danny Yeo from Oxfordshire Live Liverpool Streets said the group supports the changes to the speed limit, but argued that they should include broader measures for reducing noise pollution and enabling active travel and access to public transport, not just addressing the road danger. But Mark Bull, who lives in Northway and uses the A Road twice daily for his commute, called the proposals ludicrous and accused the council of having a blinkered obsession with this nonsensical idea of Vision Zero. He added, as hundreds of respondents to the consultation said, unless you ban cars from Oxford Highways altogether or have them proceed at walking space preceded by a person carrying a red flag, there is no speed limit at which there will never be an occasional accident. On the Dorchester Bypass, you've already changed the central area of that road with the patching project. Heavy goods vehicles and tractors use that stretch all the time, and you cannot overtake them. Giles Cattermole from Wallingford said he supported the proposal for a 40 mile an hour limit between the B4528 junction and the Berkshire border, but that he saw no justification for reducing the speed limit to 50 miles an hour on safety grounds.